This is Sound Effect. I'm Jennifer Wing, and today we're spending some time in Tacoma. So, you know that feeling when you go back to your hometown after a few years, and nothing is really the same? Your favorite restaurant has disappeared, and the movie theater is now a Rite Aid. And you find that the city you knew, it's gone. Well, a few years ago, the Hilltop neighborhood in Tacoma didn't just change. The city wiped it off the map. For our Names show back in 2015, Austin Hilliker, who was part of our student reporting internship program, explored the neighborhood to find out why residents brought that name back and what it means to them.
I'm on the streets of the Tacoma neighborhood, Hilltop, just trying to get a sense of how people feel about their neighborhood.
Do you personally like it here in Hilltop?
Yeah, I consider it home now.
Do you worry about the perception of Hilltop at all?
Not now. It's a pretty friendly place.
Several years ago, Tacoma City Council tried to change the name of this area. Have you heard anything about this?
Yeah, I have actually, and I just don't understand why would you want to do that. Personally, I think that Hilltop has character. Why would you want to change that?
This year marks 4 years since Hilltop reclaimed its name. From 2007 to 2011, the historic area was known as Upper Tacoma. Mike Lonergan was a member of the city council in 2007 when the name was changed.
There was a group of people, at least, that felt that the name of Hilltop was tarnished. There had been a tremendous amount of gang and drug activity in the Hilltop area. They felt the neighborhood was carrying a stigma that they could remove by changing the name.
Tacoma's drug and gang problem was so bad it even made national news in 1989. That year, a gang called the Hilltop Crips engaged in an infamous shootout with U.S. Army Rangers.
The 80s, that was a rough time.
This used to be a pretty tough area, but it's getting better, I guess. I remember when I was a child and there was a lot of drugs and violence.
Lonergan says business people pushed for the change.
A lot of the impetus was some business people. The idea of the Upper Tacoma Business District as opposed to Hilltop, I think they were interested in being referred to that way, thinking it was more positive.
But even though the name Hilltop had negative connotations, residents didn't want to lose it.
It came down to restoring a sense of pride. It was always called Hilltop. And then when you're going to conferences, they're like, well, where are you from? And you're like, Upper Tacoma Business District. Well, where's that? You know, where's Lower Tacoma? Or, you know, there just would always be some kind of wisecrack.
That's Eric Crittenden. He's former president of Experience Tacoma, which represents businesses in the area. He was a key player in changing the name back to Hilltop in 2011. People living in Hilltop say the area is being revitalized. May Harris is treasurer of the Hilltop Action Coalition, a community group working to improve the neighborhood. She says Hilltop has been changing the last few decades with better schools and more small businesses migrating to the area.
We have more homeowners and professional students up here now and more families up here. It's a safe area to live. And the crime has gone down. A lot of people are trying to get their kids in here to come to school and stuff because the educational system is good.
Harris says there are still some youth who try and emulate gang culture, not knowing how violent and terrible it was when gangs were prevalent in Hilltop. But she says the neighborhood is working to raise the kids right.
We still have the kids who think they're gangbangers, but we try and keep them under control. It's not as many drugs as it was.
Michael Schmidtke works for the Basket Nook. The shop has been open for over 60 years on Martin Luther King Jr. Way, which cuts through the middle of Hilltop. Schmidtke says Hilltop isn't that scary anymore.
There's very little to non-existent problems, so the newspapers don't print as much bad press as they used to, so a lot of that's due to this not really having any problems.
And although Hilltop is in the midst of revitalizing, it doesn't get much attention. But for Schmidtke, no news is good news.
The one thing I say is it's not as intimidating, nor is it as scary of a place as a lot of people think it is. It's much safer.